plenty of effort tonight, Harry. Yeah. What positives can you take from the 90 minutes?
Listen, I was stood there looking at the clock and waiting for the whistle to go. You know, no disrespects again to Bolton, but we're at home to Bolton, and I'm thinking I'll take a draw because I couldn't really see us winning. You know, I've not done that many. I've done it in the past, but that's been when I've been to away from home somewhere in a really tough game. You think, hurry up, blow the whistle, let's take the point tonight. You know, but when you're at home, you know, you've got to be. But we didn't have enough to hurt them. We were short. We didn't have the ammunition to hurt them, really, tonight.
In terms of the attacking chances, it really was that David Cottrell deflected effort, wasn't it? And a very good save from Mark Howard.
Yeah, it was very little, very few opportunities, really, wasn't there? It was, on our part, it was one of those nights. Yeah, but it was difficult. We didn't have the, as I say, we just lacked a little bit of quality to create anything, really, tonight.
What did you make of Isaac Vassell's cameo? He seemed very lively.
Did well, he came on, sharp, he's lively, he's got pace. Yeah, the kid came on, had a go. You know, he's just come out of non-league down in Cornwall somewhere, into Luton, and suddenly I threw him in there tonight, and I thought he did okay.
How tempted were you to maybe start with two up front?
To start with two up front? Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have to. We had Vassell, who's just come in, don't even know the players. And you've got Djukovic, who the physio said couldn't play more than half hour, 30 minutes. So it's easy to say after the event, you know, you played two up front. You know, whichever way you box it up, if you played two up front, if we got what we got, so we're going to play with two wide men. You get outnumbered in midfield with their system. They play three in there. It's a problem, you know. Saturday I changed it half-time. We got overrun first half to Bristol City with two up front. We went to three in midfield second half, and we were a much better team. So, you know, it's always be easy to be wise after an event, isn't it?
From a defensive perspective, having seen Michael Morrison go off in that first half, how satisfied were you with the back four's performance, keeping a clean sheet?
We defended okay. We defended all right. You know, that was him. But it was difficult to create a lot tonight. We didn't quite have the quality just to open them up, really.
Blues fans will be wondering, certainly Michael Morrison and Cheick Ndoye as well, how they are.
Well, they both picked up injuries, and obviously, and Michael, I don't know, we need him. He's been a warrior. He's been excellent for us. And the big guy, he's hurt. He's going to have an X-ray on his foot, so we don't know how bad he is. So we'll have to wait and see, really.
You haven't had much luck, have you, really? That's five enforced changes in a row before that Vassell for Donaldson substitution.
Yeah, we had. But that happens this time of year. You get injuries early in the season. You know, you're up playing Saturday midweek, we play Friday, we play Tuesday. Next week we play Friday, Tuesday, Saturday. You need a squad. You need to be able to change players. Suddenly you're asking Clayton Donaldson to play up front. And, you know, he's playing three games in a week. Mm. You know, he's going to play again Friday. It's a big, you know, it's not easy. Last year he had injuries, and he's come back. Suddenly you ask him to play up there on his own and run the line on his own. It's difficult.
Mm. How frustrating is it, Harry, for you?
Well, it's frustrating, but, you know, we just got to get on with it. And I see Gareth Barry's gone to West Brom. Yeah. How old's Gareth?
37.
See, no matter how old you are, if you're good enough, it's still, you know, we worry too much about people being 32 years of age and don't want to sign them. There's a 37-year-old there who's gone in there tonight, and he'll do a great job for them.
You're convinced it'll all happen, though, before the window closes?
Well, it has to, doesn't it, Tom, if we're going to go anywhere. You know, it's otherwise you just say, well, OK, we'll do our best and get on with it. But if you're looking to be up there, challenge up there, you've got to do, we have to do something, yeah. But and say the owners are ambitious, they want to do something, so we've got to do something.